Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
You're just in time to share one of our parts 11 of our New York Giants 100-year celebration as the Giants come into their 100th season in 2024. And tonight, we're going to talk about a player that had a big impact on the early Giants. It was in an era where many players had played multiple sports. You know, prior to the 1920s, you had players like Christy Mathewson and Jack Hayden, and even Rube Waddell, playing both baseball and football and having some success at both sports. Our modern era, heck, we saw Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders have some great times on both sports and both playing fields of tremendous athletes on the right. But our subject tonight did more than what those gentlemen we just mentioned ever did. He's the only one to have a certain record. His name is Hinkie Haynes of the New York Giants, and we're going to come up with his story in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pig Pen, your portal of positive football history and New York Giants 100. And an early name that's still remembered by many is Hinkie Haynes. He was different from your typical athlete. He carved a unique path in the early 20th century, excelling in football and baseball at the highest levels. This study and this video are going to explore his journey across two sports, highlighting his achievements and the impact on the gridiron and on the diamond. There's only one athlete on a team that won the World Series and an NFL championship, a legendary Hinkie Haynes. That is that talented athlete who contributed significantly to both pro sports titles and had some scoring along the way in both of them, as we'll find out here. He started off life as Henry Luther Haynes. He got the name Hinkie later on. He was born in Red Lion, Pennsylvania on December 23rd, 1898, the oldest of five children of Harry and Cora Ness Haynes. Hinkie's father, Harry, was a successful businessman in Red Lion, which is in York County, near York, Pennsylvania, and he started his career in the thriving local cigar industry, working his way up from a factory helper to a salesman, eventually owning the factory. Harry's civic involvement was just as impressive. He served as Red Lion's chief burgess, or mayor, for most of the 1920s, and later went on to represent Pennsylvania in a U.S. congressional service for five terms from 1931 to 1939 and again from 1941 to 1943. A big question is how he earned the moniker of his son, Henry, to become Hinkie. Well, Hinkie came as a result of a very silly boyhood creation by some of his boarding school buddies when he was away at school. Young Henry displayed athletic prowess from a young age. He started in football and baseball at Red Lion High School, showcasing his versatility and talent. He then continued his athletic pursuits at Lebanon Valley College, where he significantly contributed to the development of the football program. However, his college career was interrupted by World War I in 1918, during which time he served his country in military service. After serving in World War I, he enrolled at Penn State University in 1919. He earned his varsity letters in baseball, football, and basketball, and the Nittany Lions could find outstanding rushers even a century ago. They unleashed Harry Robb, Pete Way, Glenn Killinger, Joe Leitner, and Light Horse Harry Wilson, and Hinkie Haynes. In just three seasons, all these rushers played for the Nittany Lions. McKillinger and Way made Walter Camp's All-American teams, and various qualified selectors all prominently recognized the other backs from Penn State. They all had legendary plays long remembered by the state college faithful, but by far the most spectacular was by Hinkie Haynes. On October 30th, 1920, Hinkie broke loose for two 90-yard touchdown runs against arch-rival Penn in a 28-7 Penn State victory. Hinkie's resume boasts a unique double championship in professional sports. However, some might argue it could even be more impressive if we would credit him with the collegiate national championship. Well, Penn State's 1920 team went undefeated with two ties that blemished a perfect record. And since there's no official system to crown that national championship in college football before 1936, the University of California, with their perfect 10-0 record and a Rose Bowl victory, and their star player Brick Mueller are more frequently recognized as the unofficial 1920 national champions. Despite all that, Hinkie was considered an even more promising baseball prospect, being recognized as a two-time college All-American on the diamond. Hinkie was a gifted baseball player in his youth, and the concentration on hardball was more prevalent in his early years. However, Haynes' talents were more impressive on the gridiron. But football was his primary focus, carved out after a successful career in minor league teams like the Harrisburg Senators and Newark Bears in baseball after the war. He consistently displayed impressive batting averages and showcased his well-rounded skills, including a strong defense and base-stealing prowess with that exceptional speed he had. Eventually, he reached the major leagues briefly for his time in the sun as a minor league accomplishment solidified his reputation as a multi-sport athlete of exceptional ability. In 1923, Haynes was on the New York Yankees roster alongside Babe Ruth, Wally Pippen, Wade Hoyt, Bob Musil, and another rookie named Lou Gehrig. Hinkie played in 28 games that season, mainly as a pinch hitter for the Yanks, and his Major League Baseball career stands officially at 4 hits on 25 at-bats for a .276 on-base percentage, .160 batting average, 3 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases. The Yankees faced the crosstown New York baseball giants in the 1923 World Series in Game 2, and Haynes scored a run in his one at-bat to help the Yanks to a 4-2 victory and even the series early on. And the Bronx Nine took the World Series later on with a 4-2 win over their rivals in New York City. It's kind of ironic that he won a World Series against a team called the New York Giants, because after baseball, he took off again on the Eastern PA gridiron. In late 1921, Haynes played at least 6 games that's noted for the Philadelphia Quakers, scoring 2 touchdowns against the visiting Canton Bulldogs in a December exhibition. In 1923, he helped the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets win several games. And in 1924, he played regularly with Shenandoah of the Anthracite League. Now, that brand of football on that side of the Keystone State during this era is considered to be far superior to the NFL play of the same time. This competition was a brilliant training ground for Hinkie, as his speed and agility in the open field were lethal against opponents. When Tim Mara and Harry March assembled a roster of players to compete in the Giants' inaugural season in 1925, Hinkie caught their eye, and he was signed on quickly, and he established himself as their star halfback. In the early season, it was a bit rough for the Giants in the first team, but in November 1st, the Giants won their first NFL game, a 19-0 victory over the Cleveland NFL squad. Haynes scored twice, once on a rare pass receiving play, and they only lost 2 more that whole year, both the Chicago Bears and their new toy, Red Grange. One of the victories was due to intelligent football played by Hinkie. One of the victories was due to intelligent football played by Hinkie. New York's win over the Providence Steamroller was largely due to Haynes deliberately taking a safety and setting up a free kick to preserve a Giants narrow lead at the end of the game. Hinkie Haynes was a legendary running back for the New York Giants, renowned for his blazing speed. Now, his coach that first year was Bob Falwell. He considered him the fastest player ever seen in 2 decades of coaching. Haynes' talents would be even more appreciated in the modern pass-heavy NFL, where speed would likely make him a star wide receiver. But even in this era, Haynes excelled at receiving touchdowns and was a dangerous threat on punt and kickoff returns. In 1926, it was a breakout year for Haynes. He led the Giants in several critical victories. And the impressive passing and rushing performances. And despite his efforts, the Giants fell short of the championship due to a rough start at the beginning of the season. He passed for the winning touchdown in one game and was responsible for three touchdowns in another versus Providence. Later in that season, against the Duluth Eskimos, Ernie Nevers, their star player, had two touchdowns against the Giants, but they were canceled out and overshadowed when Haynes went on a 30-yard dash for the end zone, which gave New York the game. Against the Chicago Cardinals that year, he scampered 75 yards out, running defenders in a race to the goal line, and later 40 yards on a touchdown pass to give the Giants a pair of scores to lead them for victory in that game. Now, despite these feats by Haynes, New York fell short of the best NFL record in 1926, and the title that went along with having that best record. The season of 1927 was the year everything came together, with the climax being a critical November game against the Chicago Bears. It was a scoreless tie at intermission, and the Bears were pressing and had all the momentum. Coach Steve Owen described it as this, quote, "Haynes called one of the most brilliant plays I've ever seen to win for us. He stage managed it perfectly. The Bears had plotted downfield to our 1 yard line. When we held them, Haynes signaled for punt formation. The Bears dropped two men to midfield and jammed nine on the line. We called the signals in open those days, and Haynes yelled to Mule Wilson, our punter, to be careful not to step beyond the end line for a safety. He asked that a towel be brought out to wipe the ball because there was a patch of mud here and there on the field." Now, Haynes completely fooled the Bears. When the ball was snapped, he dropped back a few yards to receive it. He threw it over the line to Chuck Corrigan, who was playing end, who used to play second base for the Dodgers, and Chuck went to the Bears' 40-yard line on the play. In the second half, the Giants scored twice to earn and eke out a 13-7 victory against those Bears. And a week later, Hinkie ran 80 yards for a touchdown to lead a wrap-up win over Red Grange and his Yankee team, giving New York a lock on the best record in the league and to win the NFL championship. His elusiveness and playmaking ability made him a fan favorite and played a vital role in that Giants season of 1927 in that NFL title. His football skills caught the attention of the New York Giants, and they were enamored by what he could do, and he was that star halfback that they had been looking for. Now, after retiring from professional sports, he went and he left the Giants, and he ended up playing with Crosstown for the Staten Island Stapletons. And he played there for a couple seasons, retired, and came out of retirement to coach and played sparingly for the Stapletons a couple years later. Now, after retiring from professional sports altogether, he remained connected to athletics. He became an NFL official, ensuring fair play on the field that he once dominated. He also transitioned into acting and directing for the Little Theater in the Philadelphia area, displaying his artistic talents and leadership qualities beyond sports. Now, Hinkie Haynes passed away in 1979, leaving a legacy as a multi-sport star, and his achievements in both football and baseball and his dedication to athleticism were on full display. And again, like we said, he is the only person in history to be a player on a World Series championship team, that 1923 Yankees team. And that was the first title by the Yankees, by the way. And the New York Football Giants' first title in 1927 won the NFL championship. Just goes to tell you, one early star shined very brightly for the Giants, and that was the name of Hinkie Haynes. There you have his legend. There's the history. We thank you for joining us. We hope you join us for more football history as we cover it almost daily here at Pigskin Dispatch on our podcasts and YouTubes. But we have writing coming out every single day on pigskindispatch.com. Till next time, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. we invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.